Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Is all up in there. He'll be a friend that sticks closer than any brother. He'll comfort you where others can't comfort you. He'll talk to you right. Amen. Value, and then don't allow people to contaminate it. You know, people have this way of doing stuff. I met somebody like this the other day. But they have this way of saying things that are positive to you, but is negative. Amen. Amen. Let me just use the elder for a minute. Like they come and shake your hand and they look at you. Hey, you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. What's looking at me like that for? Well, you don't think I'm all right or something? you know, try to get an upper hand or something. I don't know. You all right? You see some? What? You run into anybody like that? Yeah. But they. No, I might. You all right? You don't look so good. Develop stuff. Study it. Develop. Get understanding of who you are. What you carry, so you can place the proper value on it. When others don't seem to value, when others get familiar or don't respect you or honor you, you can be called to a high place. When you go home, don't nobody care? Yeah, you're the president of the country, not in your house. Hey, please pick up your socks, Mr. President. Some of y'all brothers know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, they were just, you know, Hosanna, Hosanna, you get home. Hey, you mind taking the garbage out? It's been sitting there a while. Don't you know that I just raised the dead? It don't matter. That's good for you too. But develop what you carry, that treasure you have, until it gets bigger in you. Until you can hold on to it. Till you know. And it's not prideful. You just know. You have to know. Because the devil wants to stop you from knowing. Or stop you from believing. Or stop you from speaking. I have a little drawing. I forget where I drew it from, but it's a mirror. And it's a little kitten sitting in front of the mirror. But the reflection coming off the mirror is a lion. It's that little kitten see yourself as a lion. Amen. There's a lion in you. I'm going to give you a couple more of these, then we're going to close. Now, here's a big one. Number three, don't allow other spirits, listen to me, to move in and out of you. Amen. Only you know what spirits pass through you. Mm-hmm. Only you know spirits that you entertain. Don't allow yourself access by other spirits. There's bitterness, anger, covetousness, greed, self-promotion, fear, even lying. The list goes on and on and on, but you know, these are spirits that come. Don't allow them to pass through you when it might be convenient to lie. Is I just move one of these digits, I'll have a return. And you will soon have a prison ministry. Which do you prefer? Tell somebody, don't allow other spirits to move in and out of you. Amen. There's a time to be angry. I saw somebody trying to highlight this the other day. You know, the Bible said be angry and sin. Yeah, well, don't be angry all the time. Be angry and sin. Now, they were trying to emphasize that because they were angry. I said, yeah, okay, but wait. The word also says that anger rests in the bosom of a fool. A foolish person is moved by anger all the time. They just seem to be angry all the time, just always in opposition to something, always critical of something, always ready for a beef. That's a foolish person. Bible says, be angry and sin not. Jesus got angry. But it wasn't sin.
Amen.
All right? So stop. Just by stop letting these spirits move through you all the time. Number four, live in the presence of God. Live in the presence of God.
Amen.
See, this means more than just doing things in His presence. It means more than just sitting there in your little prayer closet in His presence. This means we are to live in His presence. We are to become addicted to His presence. And to the point where we cannot or will not do without it. You know, take for example, when you go on vacation. You know, you let your hair hang down. You know, just all bets are off. Child, I'm going to eat everything that I lay my eyes on. Seafood, all the food I see, I'm going to eat. I'm on vacation this week. I'm just going to cheat. Well, that can only last for so long, right? Is this all right to have that extra ice cream, you know, Brother Willie? That occasional, you know, splurge. But learn to and discipline yourself to live in His presence. God don't mind that, but don't make that a habit to where your health is starting to fail. You're starting to get lethargic and you're getting all that brain fog from an unclean diet.
Amen.
One amen there. No amens back over there. No amens way back. I heard one amen back here. I said, really good hearing, supersonic hearing. Right? Is that right? Is this okay? There are times, you know, God is not a hard taskmaster. No, all things are good, but you know your body. You know how your frame is, what you're made up of, and if you have a condition or something, you know what you probably need to stay away from. Amen. So this is basically what we're saying. Live in the presence of God.
Amen.
Live in His presence. Can I give you one more?
Amen.
This is a big one. This is important too. If you are a leaking vessel, find out what's causing you to leak. Go on a mission to find what is it that's always stealing my joy on Monday? Every time I go into this job, it ain't an hour before I'm mad. Okay, you just had church. You said the joy of the Lord, you were singing praises all the way till you got into the door. And then something happens. What is it that made you leak? What is it that got it? If you like me, there are times where stuff tries to creep up on you to steal. See, the thief comes to steal. He's not gonna try to buy it from you or bargain with you. He's gonna try to steal it from you. So we have to be discerning. What is it that causes you to leak? Why how is it that you can go a few days with the joy of the Lord and be walking in victory, and then every third day, you done messed up again. You mad now. Get home and kick the dog and ain't answering your phone. Tell everybody off, and you get what I'm talking about, right? Find out the cause of it. What is it that's taking you out? Break that pattern. What is it? See, is it certain people? I promise I'm going to be through in about an hour. Is it certain people? God's most wondrous creation. The best and the worstest. What is it? Dogs are man's best friend. You can go home, and unless you got a crazy dog, the dog gonna be, he gonna be wagging his tail, you know, he'd be happy to see you. He gonna be your friend. You can be any kind of way, he's still gonna be your friend. He gonna be right there with you. People ain't like that all the time. Because sometimes spirits are going in and out. Listen, on a serious note, recognize yourself and others. Some people ain't even aware of spiritual warfare.
Amen.
Spirits pass through them. You better recognize. Especially if they're close to you. You better know where that portal is. Where that enemy can come through. Because he knows or seeks at certain time to press buttons to try to get in. And that's why I said early on, when the enemy comes in like that, know that you are at the threshold of something. Because he's trying to abort something, trying to abort your journey, trying to get you off track, trying to get you to shut down, trying to get you to stop believing, trying to get you to stop speaking or to speaking with any type of authority. Recognize that. But you can find out where the leak is coming from. Sometimes you've heard me teach on it, even in a situation like that, there are seven spirits that I encounter. But I pray early, so they're already bound. So you can look mean and ornery if you want. I'll smile at you and preach on you. I'll preach on you. I ain't studying you. Why? You got to be ready. Not be afraid of people's faces.
Amen. Amen.
Some people, listen, if you call the ministry, you cannot be afraid. Now, there may be times you can get intimidated, but you better rely on the anointing and the Holy Ghost to come. You be prayed up and ready to meet those enemies head on, because it's going to be either you or them. Amen. This is what we do in the nations. We go into the nations, we get breakthroughs. Because we go in with guns blazing. Amen. Ain't taking no prisoners, ain't compromising, don't care whether you understand the English or not. We're going after these spirits. We driving these spirits out.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.